July 5th, persecution by Protestants and Catholics. Ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Matthew 10, verse 22. There is no necessity for thinking that we cannot endure persecution. We shall have to go through terrible times. The persecutions of Protestants by Romanism, by which the religion of Jesus Christ was almost annihilated, will be more than rivaled when Protestantism and popery are combined. The commandment-keeping people of God ere long will be placed in a most trying position, but all those who have walked in the light and diffused the light will realize that God interposes in their behalf. When everything looks most forbidden, then the Lord will reveal His power to His faithful ones. When the nation for which God has worked in such a marvelous manner and over which He has spread the shield of omnipotence abandons Protestant principles and through its legislator gives countenance and support to Romanism in limiting religious liberty, then God will work in His own power for His people that are true. The tyranny of Rome will be exercised, but Christ is our refuge. When the leading churches of the United States, uniting upon points of doctrine, as are held by them in common, shall influence the state to enforce their decrees and to sustain their institutions, then Protestant America will have formed an image of the Roman hierarchy, and the infliction of civil penalties upon dissenters will inevitably result. The scriptures teach that popery is to regain its lost supremacy and that the fires of persecution will be rekindled through the time-serving concessions of the so-called Protestant world. In this time of peril, we can stand only as we have the truth and the power of God. The prospect of being brought into personal danger and distress need not cause despondency, but should quicken the vigor and hopes of God's people, for the time of their peril is the season for God to grant them clearer manifestations of His power. Said my accompanying angel, "Time is almost finished. Do you reflect the lovely image of Jesus as you should?" Then I was pointed to the earth, and saw that there would have to be a getting ready among those who have of late embraced the third angel's message. Said the angel, "Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ye will have to die a greater death to the world than ye have ever yet died." I saw that there was a great work to do for them, and but little time to do it in. I saw that some of us have had time to get the truth and to advance step by step, and every step we have taken has given us strength to take the next. But now time is almost finished, and what we have been years learning, they will have to learn in a few months. And they will have to unlearn much and learn again. And those who will not receive the mark of the beast and his image, when the decree goes forth, must have decision now to say, "Nay, we will not regard the institution of the beast." A sketch of the Christian experience and views of Ellen G. White, page 52 to 55.